4:30 PM. And to catch up on more episodes,
Senior Focus.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Anne-Marie Khoury. I'm your presenter for this edition of Senior Focus. And I have with me today Sally Hughes, who is representing the Character Coalition. That's an umbrella group of over 60 different organisations and societies in Auckland, including residents and historical societies. And it's a very big topic, but we're going to look at the value of the character homes, the benefits of these homes to the city, and how are they at risk at the moment. So I'm sure we'll talk again this year, or coming. I'm sure there's plenty to delve into. But at the moment, there is a situation that's developed due to a decision that came out of the Environment Court. But before we go there, I just want to introduce Sally to you all. She's a former teacher, very experienced in organising and presenting material and thinking and asking the hard questions, and a persistent advocate over a number of years. I think the last 10 years she's been involved in working out, manoeuvring around, trying to find the best solutions for not only individual homes to be saved as heritage properties, but the ambience, the character of neighbourhoods to be preserved. And so I'd like to welcome you to the program, Sally.
And thank you.
We look forward to hearing from you on this really vital topic. So kicking off, can you explain to us the basic situation that arose with this Environment Court hearing?
Yes. There are a number of special character areas across Auckland that were identified when the unitary plan was developed around 2012 to 2016. So those areas, generally speaking, are the timber villas and bungalows of the Victorian and Edwardian era. And these special character areas were deemed to be quite consistent and to have, as you said, Anne-Marie, a very special ambience and character, not just the houses themselves, but the neighbourhoods with their trees and the streetscapes. So that's in the unitary plan, and those special character areas are protected. If a house owner wants to demolish a house in that area, they have to apply to have that building demolished. So a couple of years ago, a homeowner in the area just adjacent to the Maunga in Epsom wanted to demolish her home. So she applied to the council to have that demolished. The council deemed that it did need to be notified, and the homeowner then took it to the Environment Court to have that tested. Unfortunately, in the Environment Court, the judge ruled that that demolition could go ahead. And this was despite quite a large group of residents, mostly neighbours of this property, had asked for it to, first of all, to be notified, and then had disagreed with it being demolished. And they were concerned because it was their beloved environment. They weren't all direct neighbours. They were quite a large group in that area because they value the special character of that area, and they felt that the demolition of this particular very beautiful house would result in that special character being damaged. So in the judgment that the judge made in the Environment Court, he made a couple of what has been identified by our barrister as errors of law. He ruled on things that he hadn't been asked to rule on, and he described special characters areas as being the environment being the most important part of a special character area, and that the buildings weren't that important, and that is not what the Auckland Unitary Plan states. That the plan states that houses in special character areas can only really be demolished if there is a very good reason, such as they are derelict. And this house is far from derelict. It's a very beautiful house. So that's the problem, and that's why we are, the Character Coalition, are taking this to the High Court on appeal.
Thank you for a very succinct description of the events leading up to this current situation, where the Character Coalition is poised to raise the funds to go to the High Court.
Yes.
Now, in your experience, because you have observed a number of buildings that people have tried to demolish that were character homes in the past, and I know you were involved with the Rua Street Spanish Mission cottages in St Heliers, for example.
Yes.
It was a famous situation that gripped the imaginations of so many people, because it was such a special flavour of the St Heliers seaside and ambient environment, and it just was, you just couldn't imagine St Heliers without them. I couldn't, and I know that how much angst and heat that created. So you've been involved in a number of cases, and I'm just wondering, with the legal support and the legal background of so many lawyers and judges that actually own properties of this valuable type, I'm just wondering, what is the chances of having this ruling overturned? I mean, it's a $64,000 question, and I'm not asking you to to have a crystal ball. But what I am suggesting is, if the grounds are so cut and dried normally in terms of what is a normal practice, is this likely to be overturned, do you think? I mean, is there a reasonable chance?
Well, we're hoping so, of course, but of course it will be up to the judge. However, it is very unusual for an intact character home to be demolished. It's very unusual for someone to even ask to demolish one of these homes. I mean, those people who choose to live in those areas do so because they love the character of those areas, and they love the character of those very special houses. I think it's really important to point out that a report has been done quite recently by a Masters of Architecture, and the finding of his report was that Auckland has a unique collection, unique in the world, not just in New Zealand, a unique collection of timber colonial architecture. And even when you compare it to places like Brisbane and Melbourne, so we've got a treasure here, and that's why it's so important that these special character areas are protected. And unfortunately, this case in the Environment Court created a precedent that we're concerned other people will try to use to develop unsuitable houses in special character areas, because, as I said, it's very rare that someone asks to demolish a beautiful, intact bungalow, which this one is.
Yes, it is very beautiful. I've got a picture, a colour picture, sitting in front of me, and it's just quite pristine and...
Yes, charming.
You know, absolutely in tip-top order and condition, and the garden to match. So there's no question of it being in any way an eyesore or in any way needing to be demolished at all. And it is very clear, it's a property that if somebody needed to develop, have more bathrooms and more space added, they could do so quite easily on the back without altering the character of the front.
Mm. Yes, and that's common practice in Auckland, and that's entirely allowed under the unitary plan, and that's exactly what most people do. People sort of do criticise these older homes as being drafty and damp, but that's almost never the case, because people have invested a lot of money in renovating these homes and providing modern living out the back of the house, you know, do family living and lovely kitchens and bathrooms and things out the back, where they're not impinging on the streetscape of the special character area.
Yeah, and that gives you the best of both worlds.
Yes.
So just going back to the value of the character homes, thinking about, for example, the St. Ashby area in San Francisco, I believe it's really only three streets. And when you compare the size and the scope of our collection of wooden buildings, Victorian and Edwardian, ours is quite, not only is it unique, as you've said, but it's so sizable that it, and it gives so many different variations of different styles across the different periods, that it's quite special. And I've even heard somebody say that it could be considered as a UNESCO site.
Yes. I think there are moves to try to achieve that, because you're right. It is unique in the world, and San Francisco is a place where tourists go to look at six houses. seven. The Seven Sisters, they're called, and they're very similar in style to what we have hundreds of here in Auckland. Ironically, of course, San Francisco did have many more, but they were burnt down in the fire after the 1906, I think it was, earthquake. And often those houses were built of New Zealand kauri. A lot of our kauri went to San Francisco to build those houses. So, yes, they lost a lot of theirs, but we've still got ours, and we're very keen to protect what we have got left.
We are a young country, and it's very clear to me when you start looking anywhere around the world that people in other countries really value their history, particularly when they've got buildings that go back to the 1600s. And they often find it difficult to understand why our buildings could be and should be treated in such a cavalier sort of way. And it does seem to be odd that a certain section of the community with commercial values simply want to impose all of that on the whole country without any thought of what that's going to mean for the people who live there, and also for the history going forward. It becomes much more difficult to tell your stories if you can't go back to the streets and point out the landmark houses.
That's exactly right, and that's a big part of what the Character Coalition is about, and why we are trying to protect these homes. It's not for individual owners, it's not for their benefit or for anybody in the Coalition's benefit. It's about the history of our country, and as you said, these homes and these buildings, public buildings, are the same, the town hall, etc. They tell our story. They link us to the past and take us into the future. And it's not for this generation to say what's good and what's not and that things should go, because if these houses go, we lose that connection to the past, and we lose many chapters of our story in the process.
It's quite alarming, this decision, and I remember when I was first told about it about six to eight weeks ago, I said to John Burns at the time, I said, well, we must do a program about this because it's very important to bring this to people's attention. It's very important to allow people to contribute because every $5 counts, and there is a way you can do it simply, and that is to go to https://givealittle.co.nz and type in character and follow the instructions on how to make your contribution. So contributions over $5 qualify as being tax deductible, so that's an added incentive. But even if every person who heard this program was to do that, it would make a difference. And at this time of the year, people have got other things on their minds, but I'm going to probably re-record this program during the holiday season so more people get to hear it. And also it will be available as a podcast, as all our programs are, for a period after they go to air. So after 6 o'clock tonight, this program will be available just by going to the Planet website. That's www.planetaudio.org.nz/programs/senior focus. And if you can't get that together, you can quickly go on your smartphone and just type in to Google Senior Focus Auckland. Senior Focus Auckland will get you to our live page and click on listen. And so you will hear this program for the next week will be available that way. You can also track it by date then later as other programs come in to the slot. You'll be able to go back and track it by the November Sunday date. In fact, sorry, it will be the 1st of December date that you'll be looking for. So that's one way of helping out. And the other way is to keep tabs on matters through the Character Coalition website, which is simply charactercoalition.org.nz. So it's pretty simple. And I'm sure that this won't be the only time that you hear about this. But thinking about the amenity value, I'm just wondering if there's a way that we can also look at the value to seniors themselves, because there are a lot of people choosing to live in their own homes for their retirement. They want to live in the area they've brought their families up in. They now have the opportunity of creating a granny flat on the property, building on to the existing property out the back, as we've talked about earlier in the program. And so they can, in fact, find a comfortable way to retain their property, retain the heritage, but they don't have to maintain such a large space and be in it by themselves. They can be in a granny flat on the same site. And that's a new development. And so although there are some changes in the planning laws which aren't favourable to the coalition, this is one aspect that is, I think, a good development. And I'm just wondering if you'd like to comment on this, because there's been such a lot of discussion around the urban planning laws that were brought in by three parties in Parliament just before the last election. And while they all agreed on the changes, and the changes were for six cities across New Zealand, they included Auckland, when I think that was a terrible mistake, because Auckland's unitary plan had been thoroughly thrashed out over 5 years. It was actually able to supply another million homes comfortably within its boundaries as it was conceived of. So there really wasn't any need to upset the apple cart. Other cities had different issues, but Auckland could have been kept out of the changes and it would have made perfect sense to me. And I'm wondering if you'd like to comment on this.
Yes, so that what you've said is exactly right, that Auckland had been through the very arduous unitary plan process and had enabled a great deal of development potential across the whole of Auckland. And so when the new legislation was brought in, as you say, just before the last election, it really was unnecessary for Auckland because we had already allowed for a lot of intensification. Nobody is arguing that that there shouldn't be more housing in Auckland, but where we really need houses is in areas where the housing can be affordable. And that would not be in a special character area because the value of those properties is so high that anything built on those properties, even if it is three lots of three-storey townhouses, they're going to be so expensive that will not create affordable housing, unfortunately. And so the special characters that were identified in the unitary plan, those are the ones that we would like to protect and preserve. They only account for 2.6% of Auckland's total urban areas. So that's a tiny percentage. The rest of the city is available for intensification under that new legislation. So we don't understand why people would be wanting to demolish a villa and build townhouses in those special character areas when there are lots of other potential places where that intensification could take place and be more affordable.
Indeed, that is probably the most intelligent comment that one could make about this whole situation. And 97.4% of houses available in Auckland on properties can be in fact developed, and that provides more than enough situations. I know that intensification is desirable from an urban planning point of view, to be near urban sites that are already intensified, like railway station precincts and bus stations and major shopping centres, and ribbon development along Dominion Road and the streets backing on to Dominion Road and through Avondale. And we already can see examples of that happening right now.
There's a lot of development, yes, you're right. And that's where it is most desirable, is to on transport routes, and those areas have been made available for development. And that, as you say, is happening. It's good.
And, I mean, on the shore there are equally significant places along transport routes that have been earmarked and I'm sure will be developed. It concerns me that the shore was developed in the post-60s and 70s and has a lot of 60s-style bungalows and so on, or large sections. It has too few character homes, but where they are congregated, say in areas like certain streets in Birkenhead, they should be given protection and the same in Devonport. And because Devonport has such a high proportion of character homes relative to the rest of the suburb, and as a tourist destination for the cruise boats, it's possible that they will still survive sort of onslaught. But
yes,
individual homes,
special character area,
individual homes are more at risk the more the areas around them are shallower, carried less weight in terms of being able to be seen as an enclave of properties. Mm-hmm. And so Birkenhead, I think a number of properties could be at risk. And this would be a real tragedy. This house represents sort of the opening of the floodgates in the sense of developers being able to come in and pick off properties. And that's my fear of seeing this situation, the downside of it, the worst development, the worst impact that could happen.
Yes, the precedent that it sets is very dangerous and does indicate quite a threat to special character areas, and which is why the Coalition feels it's so important for us to take this appeal to the High Court. Yeah.
So what sort of figure do you think is a ballpark for your fundraising that you're after?
Well, as everyone will know, court action is not cheap.
No.
And we're thinking we would probably need to raise something in the order of $50,000, which is a great deal of money. But we think that this cause justifies it, because it is such a precedent that we feel really needs to be overturned. The court case is not till March next year, so we have a little bit of time to raise that money, and we're very hopeful that people will see that it's not just about one house, it's about all of the houses in this treasure of collection of houses that we've got across Auckland.
It's really the changing of the criteria of allowing people to be able to bring up any property for consideration,
yes,
of demolition.
Sort of has been written the rules in a way.
And for then to be no need to be notified, so no need for individuals living next door or in the same neighbourhood to have the right to object.
Well, that's a very important point, in that non-notification means the first you would know about it is when the bulldozer rolled onto the property to start demolishing your neighbour's house. That would be the first thing you would know if it's a non-notified consent. Yeah. And that's very, very upsetting for people.
Oh, it is indeed. So we're going to continue to talk about this, and as I say, we will run a rerun of this particular program, but we will do further programs into the future as well. So thank you, Sally, for your time and your energy, and we wish you well in the outcome, and we will keep tabs on it.
Thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you.
And thanks to the listeners.
Get together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6, or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/Senior Focus. And do note, Senior Focus is one word.
Couldn't find language. When I needed you more, couldn't say.